There were no members of the third level of leadership, the lords, present on the dais, though Vistara had spotted them standing off to the side. Standing flanking the lords were the masters. Their robes were traditionally dark and somber, but were made of expensive material and beautifully tailored. Their faces were shadowed by hoods, but Vistara felt their eyes boring into her, felt them reaching out in the forest to examine, poke, and pry at her. As she turned back to the High Lords, her gaze was caught and held for a moment by Lady Rhea, who narrowed her eyes speculatively, as she had 2 days before when Ship had arrived. The Grand Lord, the High Lords, and the Masters of the Sith presented an intimidating picture, by design. They wanted to throw her off guard by keeping her ignorant of the purpose of her summons as long as possible, in the hope that she might accidentally reveal something. Vistara felt a surge of rebelliousness, which she quickly quashed. They would get nothing from her, save that which she chose to give them, and that included revealing such a desire. As she had told Ship, Sith blood pumped in her veins. Sith heritage was encoded in her genes. A youth not much older than she, wearing the traditional black robe she usually wore, but with a bright red sash that marked him as an apprentice, stepped forward.
"Surrender your training weapon, Tyro," he said.
Vistara felt her veneer of serenity flicker slightly, then calmed herself again. Unhurriedly, her fingers not fumbling in the least, she unfastened the training lightsaber and presented it to the youth, who took it and retreated. She tried not to guess at the meaning of the request. It could be that they were planning to accept her for apprenticeship and would therefore give her a real lightsaber of her own. Or it could be that they were denying her entirely, rejecting her even as a Tyro. Vistara forced herself not to swallow hard.
"Tyro Vistara Kai," Grand Lord Vol continued. "Tell this gathering the story of the return."
Of all the questions she might have been expecting, that one most certainly wasn't it. Vistara couldn't help it. She blinked in surprise and confusion. Tell the lords and the masters about a belief that had been part of their history for millennia? The very cornerstone of their existence on Kesh? Was this some kind of trick or trap? She clamped down on the uncertainty and the fear that wanted to come along with it, and instead allowed herself a small smile.
"I am certain this august body knows the story, but I obey the Grand Lord's request," Vistara said.
She was pleased. Her voice did not betray her with the slightest quiver. She straightened and clasped her hands behind her back, reciting the details of a story every single being in the room, indeed probably on the planet, knew by heart.
"When the Omen first crashed on Kesh, our forefathers were greeted warmly by the Kashiri. They were made welcome, brought safely down from the crash site on Uvakback, and treated almost as gods. The Sith soon learned why. The Kashiri believed that the arrival of the Sith was indeed an omen."
Her gaze flickered to Lady Rhea. The older woman regarded her impassively. Vistara reached out, subtly, into the Force, but could glean no hint as to how her recitation was being received. She continued.
"They believed that the Sith were the predestined protectors, who would protect the Kashiri when the feared destructors would eventually return. The destructors, according to ancient Kashiri myth, periodically descend on inhabited worlds to wipe out civilization and return all beings to their natural, primitive states. Research conducted in recent years does seem to confirm that such a planet-wide catastrophe has been visited upon Kesh at least once, lending credence to the legend."
Her throat was dry, gamely. Vistara pressed on.
"The Sith felt that indeed we were the ones who had been foretold, and know that it is our destiny to grow strong, to gain wisdom, and, when the time is right, to stand firm against the return of those who would destroy Kesh."
"Destroy Kesh," said one of the lords whose name Vistara couldn't remember. "And other worlds as well. The Sith destiny is too vast to be confined to one world. Was this not taught to you, Tyro Kai?"
Ah, there was the trap. She cursed herself for not catching it sooner. It was so obvious. She was not yet able to control the blush that rose to her cheeks as she answered.
"Of course, Lord...
what was his name?
Warcon, that was it. Lord Warcon, but for 5,000 years, we have not been...
No.
Oh, no. That wasn't the trap. She'd walked right into the real one, and mortification flooded her. Then she felt a reassuring presence, almost as gentle as that of her father, an assurance that while it was a trick, it wasn't a trap. Lord Warcon smirked and glanced over at Lady Rhea. Vistara realized that it was she who had sent the brief brush of comfort. Lady Rhea, slender, tall, graceful as a Sorumi doe, stepped forward.
Everything we have known for over 5,000 years changed yesterday beyond imagining, Lady Rhea said in her deep, husky voice. For the first time since the omen crashed in the Takara Mountains, we have found a way off Kesh, a way to fulfill our destiny. This ship has sought us out for that selfsame purpose.
A little thrill went through Vistara when she heard the emphasis put on the word ship, as if it were a proper name rather than a simple noun, as she had done when thinking about the vessel.
It is, as you have no doubt surmised,
Lady Rhea continued, almost drawling, moving inexorably forward with a graceful stride in Vistara's direction.
Much more than a simple vessel. It is a Sith meditation sphere. I imagine you can tell me its purpose, can you not?